go. Let's buy a bike. People always ask us, what about those crazy hills? Well, they're great to look at, but we ride around them.
We love riding bikes. We think it's the...
Both Tim and I have traveled, lived, and worked around the world. We understand the value of plugging into local culture and getting off the beaten track. Finding out what's really going on, where the locals eat, what the locals do for fun, the real history.
So that's why we created SoSF Bike Tours, a boutique, locally owned company that prides itself on showing its clients authentic San Francisco.
The best way to see San Francisco is by bike. People always ask us, what about those crazy hills? Well, they're great to look at, but we ride around them.
We love riding bikes. We think it's the best way to see San Francisco. It's a ton of fun, and that's our whole mentality here at SoSF. On our tours, we want you to feel like you're exploring San Francisco with a new local friend. Our guides live here for a reason. They love this city.
Come explore San Francisco with us. We'd love to show you around.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone. And we're going to be talking about the final countdown. Now, those of you who listened to our programs in the past will remember a couple of years ago we did the final countdown with Pastor Crone as he analyzed all the prophetic things that are going on now that prophesy or foreshadow the coming of the climax of history and of civilization. Pastor Crone is in the middle of actually updating that. Before it was, I think, 11 talks. Now it's going to be 26, and so much more information out there. We are living in truly prophetic times, and without further ado, Pastor Billy Crone, you pick up the story for us.
Well, thanks again, Dr. Monteith. It's always a joy to be on, and yeah, boy, is there ever a lot going on. Never thought that I'd have the privilege of going through that study again, the final countdown. And my first intentions were to just update it with current information, as I believe we originally went through that study back in 2008. But as I got into my notes, and boy, there's just so much going on. It's like, how do you keep up with it all? The prophetic events are happening not only in minute, great detail, but they're happening at such an alarming exponential rate. It's so difficult to keep up. The study, it's as you mentioned, 26. I'm still working on my notes, and Lord willing, next week I'll be rolling with that. But I'm going, okay, maybe it's going to be 30. Maybe it's going to be 35. There's just so much. It's like, you know, at some point, you're like, how do you keep up with it all? And what's interesting is the irony, I think what's unfortunate, is with all this happening, not just minute detail, but it's happening all around us at such an accelerated rate, yet people are scoffing. They're scoffing at the Bible. I think what's unfortunate, and I think this is a plan of the enemy, to dilute and cloud the waters, if you will, and to promote skepticism, is there's people out there that who unfortunately said that they're Christians or imposed to be Christians, whatever, and they actually say, you know, Jesus is coming back, and all these false prophecies and and, of course, it doesn't happen. Of course, that happened a couple of times last year. And it puts a sour taste in people's mouths. And what's ironic and sad is the Bible says nobody knows the day nor the hour. When these people set the dates, and, of course, it's not going to come to pass because the Bible says you don't know. I don't care what kind of math you follow. You just don't know. Only God knows. And it just puts a sour taste in people's mouths. And so then when you start getting onto the topic of Bible prophecy again, people just have a tendency to tune you out. And it's just unfortunate because it continues to march forward methodically, but at a rapid rate. I just can't believe how fast it is moving. So I'm really excited about the new study. And one of the things, Dr. Monti, I'd like to, before we get to go into the final countdown, is kind of finish up our talk on the judge creation and the evidence of Noah's flood. And the reason why is because, you know, people, if they want to scoff about God's warning that he's going to judge his planet again, which Jesus said is going to be the worst time in the history of mankind ever, never to be repeated again, it's so horrible, unless God shortened the time, no flesh would survive. If you don't want to listen to that, and if you want to scoff at that, then maybe you could look in the past and see that, listen, God already judged this planet once, and if he said he's going to do it again, you might want to pay attention, because the proof is all around us, whether you believe it or not, that he did judge this planet once for the same reason he's going to do it again, because the heart of man was continually wicked.
And, of course, there was a great flood. There's so much evidence of this. It's in the history of dozens of civilizations. He judged the world once, and it's coming again.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Stan and Pastor Billy is just simply talking about the fact that there was a great flood, there was a judgment of the world, and there are actually about 500 different descriptions of that in every culture in the world. They talk about it, whether it be a Christian culture, the Jewish culture, the Hindu culture, or the Aztec culture, the Mayan culture. They all talk about this flood that occurred somewhere maybe 40, certainly about 2600 BC, somewhere in there, 2500, 2600 BC. And this is not imaginary. It's real. It really occurred. And, of course, we're told by the scriptures that God judged the world. And so they killed every living thing, at least every living land animal, except for 8 people, and started in all over again. And there's just so much evidence that this really happened. There was a great civilization that existed before the flood, a very advanced civilization, but a very, very wicked civilization. And as Christ had said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it will be when we come again. And basically, of course, we're leading up to this now. Does it mean that everybody in the world is going to be destroyed? No, but it means it's going to be terrible, terrible times before, of course, Christ comes again. So, Pastor Crone, you pick up the story as you're pointing out. There's all sorts of proof that there was a flood, that God brought his judgment on the world one previous time, and that he's going to judge us again because we've been promised it's going to happen. Go ahead.
Well, you know, and just to explain what you were talking about there, just in detail there, Dr. Monteith, about, you know, is everybody going to be destroyed on the world this time? No. Jesus said it's going to be worse than any other time in mankind's history. And you think, well, gee whiz, Noah's flood, that destroyed the whole world except for 8 people on the boat. That's pretty horrible. Well, I think the reason why he says it's going to be worse than any other time in mankind's history is because when you look at the next judgment, it's expanded over a 7-year period, folks. Noah's flood, if you understand the text, when it says the waters came not just from above, it came from below, and they burst through the seams in the earth. If you were to look at the topography of the ocean, you can get maps where you can, obviously the water's gone, you'll notice that all over the earth is cracked up like seams on a baseball. And that's where the water gushed out, flew out from the ground. And so that now explains how the water got so high above the mountains and completely deluged the earth. But we're talking when the flood happened, I mean, it was incredibly rapid. People died extremely fast. Completely deluged is a great word, and obviously that's why it's used to describe the event. But the next coming, it's extended, folks, over 7 years. It's not a quick death. It's not a quick, oh, no, here it comes, and you're just in utter shock and you only last for about 10 minutes, and oh, that's it. You're done for. This is going to go on month after month after month, year after year, for a total of 7 years. That's why it's going to be worse than any other time in mankind's history. It's going to be prolonged. And the things that are mentioned in the book of Revelation, folks, is absolutely horrid. I mean, there's the seal judgments, the trumpet judgments, and then the bowl judgments. Just in the trumpet judgment, just one little slice of one little day, of one little judgment during that 7 years, is this demonic horde gets to come out. And only those who had taken the mark of the beast do they get to torment. And they torment people. It's so bad with their torment. It happens for 5 months. It's so bad that people want to die. But the text says just there that but death eludes them. They're being tormented every single day by this demonic horde. And they want to die, but they can't. And it's spent for 5 months. Imagine every day you get up, because you unfortunately took the mark of the beast, you are going to be tormented every single day, all day long, by this demonic horde, and then you get up the next day, and here it comes again. You get up the next day, and here it comes again. You get up the next day, here it comes again. For 5 months, it's so bad you want to die, you want to kill yourself, but you cannot die. That's just one little slice of one little time period of just 5 months of the 7-year tribulation of just one of the judgments. That's why Jesus said, yes, Noah's day wiped out the whole planet. There was only 8 people left, but the next one that's coming, it's going to be prolonged. It is going to be horrid, and it's just, wow, you don't want to be there. But anyway, so yes, there's evidence all over the planet, folks, that the lie of evolution is trying to cover up, and literally, so that we don't put two and two together. Wow, the Bible is not only accurate, but again, here's the premise. If God judges the world the first time, and it's recorded in the Bible, and then if he also warns he's going to judge the planet again in the Bible, you might want to listen. And again, so not only does it explain the water and the flood legends, it's all there. Oh, by the way, Dr. Monteith, people say, well, where'd all the water go? Well, folks, it's still inside the earth. First of all, on top of the earth, 75% of the earth's surface is water, so there's already a lot already on the surface of the earth. But the rest of the water that covered the earth went back down. So the Bible says that the mountains arose, the valleys sank down, the waters receded from the earth, went into the earth. And they say, oh, come on, water inside the earth? Yeah, folks, there's all kinds of water underneath the earth's crust. In fact, low estimates, they believe now, scientists with drilling and satellite imagery and stuff, they predicted with the samples that there's, some would say, as high as 30 of our oceans, the whole ocean on the planet, there's at least 30 of them contained within the crust of the earth. Some would say even more than that. So that's where the water is. And okay, but anyway, then you think, well, if there really was a worldwide flood and it wiped out the whole planet, you know, people, plants, animals, well, that's a whole bunch of dead carcasses. Where are they? Well, folks, we see them pretty much every day. They're in textbooks and they go to museums. They're called fossils. And what's really sad is evolution has warped our minds to not put two and two together. When you dig up something dead in the dirt, and you say fossil, you need to translate that correctly. This happened at Noah's flood. This is a dead body. This is a dead corpse that got buried in the dirt from Noah's flood. And again, if Noah's flood happened, you would expect to find billions of dead things buried in rock layers all over the earth, if that event really did happen. And what we find is billions of dead things buried in rock layers all over the earth. It's exactly what we find. Okay? And then again, not only that, the Bible says, and this is what I want to get to tonight, and this is some of the most amazing. I said, okay, that's interesting. We find some plants, and we find some animals and stuff like that, and you're saying it came from the worldwide flood. And, yeah, there's flood legends all over the planet, 500-plus about a worldwide flood. And, okay, yeah, feasibly we know that there is enough water on the earth, in the earth, that really could cover the whole earth. Okay, but come on. You'd think that we'd find some pieces of their civilization. I mean, this was a global, not local, this was a global event. And, they had a society going for quite a while, and you think we'd find some remains of that? We do, folks, and this is the thing that they're keeping from us. We share the interviews of on our studies. If you haven't already seen them, folks, you see the interviews of the actual archaeologists and the people who, when they find these discoveries buried in the dirt, that not only disprove evolution, but prove that there really was a worldwide flood. These people they lose their jobs, they're fired, they are blacklisted. You cannot get your information printed, because there's a vicious circle going on. And one of the evolutionist archaeologist ladies, she exposes this. She says, everybody thinks that you make these discoveries, and they're new discoveries, and granted, they're completely different than the evolutionary paradigm, but, it's science, and you deal with the facts, and so you just submit the paper, and so it'll get printed, and so they can talk about it and deal with the information. She says it doesn't work that way. If the information that you submit does not agree with the established system, you are shut out. They will not print your information. And then the skeptics will come, well, I can't trust your information because it's not in a peer-reviewed article. Well, yeah, we can't get it into a peer-reviewed article because unless it agrees with you, it won't get into the peer-reviewed article. So it's a closed system. It's a lie. And we share the actual interviews on that. We've had the people, we've demonstrated, they have been, once they find something that disagrees and it gets out, they're actually escorted. I'm not making this up, folks. You need to check it out yourself. We've got the actual video interviews on our studies. They actually are escorted off their archaeological sites at machine gun point. It's amazing the cover-up that's going on, but they don't want us to believe in the Bible. They don't want us to believe that God judges planet once, because then you might, again, put two and two together and go, wow, I think I better pay attention when he said he's getting ready to do it again. But that society, there is so much evidence, folks, of Noah's society buried in the dirt. Not just dead animals, not just dead people. Yes, believe it or not, they find those in the dirt too. But we find all kinds of the remains of their society. And their society is pretty high-tech, too, which agrees with the biblical account. It blows away evolutionary theory. See, evolution says the further you go back in mankind's history, the dumber we were. That we started out with these ape-like hairy creatures dragging our knuckles on the dirt, and one day a lightning bolt struck, and voila, we were able to at least learn about fire. And who knows how long later, and all of a sudden we got this inspiration for a wheel, and that's not what we find buried in the dirt. What we find is the exact opposite of what evolution teaches. We find that the further you go back in mankind's history, the more absolutely intelligent and ingenious man was, and it's only until recently that we are rediscovering what man knew from the get-go. And again, that agrees with the biblical account that says that mankind was super smart right from the start. Genesis chapter 4, you can read it for yourself. These people out of the blue are just inventing not just music, but musical instruments to play with. They're developing out of the blue metallurgy and complex ores, and that's what the Bible says, and that's what we find. And so it blows away evolution's theory. We find, and we document this, they find ancient computers, folks, believe it or not, okay, buried in the dirt. In fact, let me quote to you what one, and these are secular researchers, you can't say that they're Christians, they're being biased. They said this is the wonder of its age, the supercomputer of its day, which could do multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction. And the guy says, we are stunned at the ingenuity of the ancients. He says it raises the question, what else were they making at the time? It makes you wonder what they would have achieved if they carried on. Would they have had a man on the moon by 300 A.D.? It sounds ridiculous, but if they were able to construct something as technically brilliant as this, it is not complete fantasy.
And because this we're talking about is before the flood, and there was a very, very advanced society, and there's all sorts of evidence of that, but you're never going to read about that. You're not going to hear about it. It's not going to be covered on the History Channel or the Discovery Channel or on the programs that you watch regularly on television, because the people who control the media do not want you to understand that the Bible is accurate and true.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary, outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Crowe has simply been talking about all of the evidence there is that there was this very advanced civilization before the flood, and nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody really knows how they were able to build the Great Pyramid. And what's even more amazing is if you've ever been down the Nile, as I have, and you've ever seen the great temples at Karnak and Luxor, how were they able to build that, you know, in the early years? After the flood, or was this pre-flood? We don't know for certain. Nobody does know. Nobody was there. But we do know that if it was post-flood, why very shortly after the flood, they had tremendous advanced ability to build things. Or is it possible these were pre-flood? Well, there is so much that isn't known. And everything is done to conceal the truth from the public. So, but we do know an advanced civilization existed before the flood. The flood came. It was all wiped away. And then, of course, after the flood, why civilization came back again. Very, very soon was doing amazing things. But go right ahead, Pastor Billy.
Well, and that's just it. Either one of those scenarios, pre-flood, post-flood, notice it's flood. The flood account, the biblical flood account, is what explains these, what evolution would say, anomalies. There is no anomaly. The reason why they call it an anomaly is because they don't want to agree with the biblical account. So they just say it's an anomaly and forget about it. But folks, a biblical flood account explains it either way. Now, dare I say, flip it around, flip the coin over. Evolution cannot explain it. It doesn't fit the facts. It's like you're trying to put a square peg in a round hole based on the evidence that we find. It doesn't work. It doesn't agree with science. It doesn't agree with geology. It doesn't agree with archaeology. It doesn't agree with what we find. And science is supposed to be just that. It's supposed to be something that is, can be tested, that can be demonstrated, and that can be repeated. And it can't. And it's just amazing. But again, what I want to deal with mostly tonight, if I can get there, is some of the most amazing evidence, folks, that there really was a worldwide flood. And a lot of people say, okay, fine, so we find some artifacts, you hear some flood legends, we see that there is enough water to do this thing and things of that nature. But I mean, come on, if there really was a worldwide flood, we should be able to find at least something more than just, you know, a piece of gold jewelry here and an iron pot here, and as amazing as that is, I mean, stop and think about that. But you would think that, I mean, this was the whole world, and they had towns, they had cities, they had all these settlements, and you think we'd at least be able to find some of them. I mean, yeah, they'd be kind of destroyed and taken out, but you'd think we'd find some of their settlements still underwater somewhere. Well, we do. And we don't just find them a little here, a little there, okay? And it isn't just these legends of Atlantis, you know, one city that went down. Folks, once you start doing the research, and we demonstrate this, and you can see the actual underwater video footage of some of the discoveries, yourself on these studies, they find cities still buried underwater in the ocean, not just in one place, not just in one corner of the world, but all over the world. And I want to share just a few of those that we document. Believe it or not, they find some just even off of America. In January 1967, there was this, at the time it was the world's deepest diving submarine. It was called the Illuminati. And they were taking it off the coast over there in Florida and Georgia, South Carolina, down there in the south. And they made an amazing discovery. They found a road that extended to depths about 3,000 feet under the ocean, and it was paved with a layer of magnesium oxide. And the owner of the sub reported that the currents of the ocean at the bottom there kept the road swept clean, and it looked, here's a direct quote, it looked just like a blacktop. Now, in fact, so much so did it look like a blacktop that they attached wheels to the aluminum, and it rolled right along that road perfectly fine, way there underneath the ocean. And one person stated, quote, what technology could build a long blacktop paved road for hundreds of miles that was still in good condition many thousands of years later? Well, I'll put this, let's throw that out there to the evolutionary community. How do you explain that one? That's an anomaly. And then they'll move on to the next subject. Okay, how do you explain that one? Well, gee, I'll explain it for you. It's called There Was a Pre-Flood Society That Got Destroyed by the Flood, and if that really was true, we would expect to find some of their cities and remains underneath the water here and there around the world. That's exactly what we find. Then if you continue to cruise out from the Americas, and if you go into the Atlantic, they find some amazing discoveries there. Down even as far as 6,000 feet under the ocean in the Milne Edward Deep, if you want to check that out, they found the ruins of an ancient city, and one person said, quote, "This is one of the most exciting discoveries of the century. Some of the columns are half buried in mud. Others are standing straight up. Many of them appear to have some writing on them." Another researchers, they videotape miles of pillared temples, buildings, statues, wide curving boulevards, and smaller avenues branching out from the center like spokes in a wheel. This was man-made. It's at the bottom of the ocean. How do you explain that evolution? Oh, you don't know? I know. It's called the biblical flood. It really did happen. God judges planet once. He's doing it again, and we need to get ready.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's PROPAX.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
And then when you get those at the Pastor Crohn's Films, you will actually see the underwater videos, underwater pictures that have been taken of these cities, of these roads. They're not imaginary, but they're not the sort of thing you ordinarily see on History Channel or on Discovery Channel. Yes, you occasionally might see something, but certainly they're never going to put it into its proper context that there was an advanced civilization and then there was a great flood. But most of this is simply suppressed. Why? Because there is a conspiracy against God. There's a conspiracy against the Bible. There's a organized, orchestrated conspiracy to keep people from understanding the validity of the scriptures, because there really are people out there who hate God and are doing everything they can to undermine the belief in the Bible. Go right ahead, Pastor Crone.
Well, you know, again, the sad irony, is there the people out there who, and I fully agree with you, and that's what we've discovered in our research as well, is there really is people out there who are God-haters. And you say, well, that's a harsh statement. Hey, folks, we're just dealing with the facts. They'll admit it. They'll admit that's what they're trying to do. And then the irony is they try to get us to not see the information that God really exists, and not only to see the information that proves the authority and the authenticity of the Bible that came from God, but the irony is the very same Bible said that in the last days these kind of people would arise on the scene, not only scoffers, but God-haters. And we're actually seeing that come to pass, too. So it's just kind of sad. But anyway, back in Cuba, down below, these Cuban-Canadian researchers found a half mile down off the coast of Cuba some structures that were over 1,300 feet wide, 130 feet high. Some of them were sitting on top of each other, so you can't say that was just some natural formation. And they showed distinct shapes and symmetrical designs, and obviously man-made. They're not natural. And they've taken photos of those as well. We share some. And that clearly show symbols and inscriptions. Okay, it's something man-made. They don't know what the language is, but clearly it's something that's man-made. And one of the researchers, and again, this is secular research, folks, and I always belabor that point, because I used to do the same thing before I became a Christian. God had mercy on me. I would say, well, of course you Christians are going to disagree. Of course you're going to say that. You don't want that to be true, so you'll come up with any whacked-out story just to, you know, disagree. That's why I keep pointing out, folks, it isn't just the Christian who's making this discovery. These are non-Christians. So you can't say we're being biased with the information. We're just bringing the facts before you. That's being hidden from you, and you can make up your own mind. But secular researchers on this study in Cuba stated, and this finds, that it is stunning. What we see in our high-resolution sonar images are limitless rolling white sand plains, and in the middle of this beautiful white sand, there are clear, man-made, large architectural designs. I love this quote. Listen to this. He said, it looks like when you fly over an urban development in a plane and you see highways, tunnels, and buildings. That's at the bottom of the ocean. You mean there's like a whole community down there? How do you explain that evolution? Oh, I don't know. That's an anomaly. Oh, you know what? I'm getting really tired of that. How about we deal with the facts and say, you know what? There really was a worldwide flood. And if there really was a worldwide flood, you'd expect to find some of their cities and their remains at the bottom of the ocean. Hey, that's exactly what we find today all over the world. Okay, now the guy freely admitted, this secular researcher, he said, now there's a problem here. The problem, if the dating proves accurate, it would mean that an ancient civilization, this is a direct quote, it would mean that an ancient civilization had designed and erected those vast stone structures long before the wheel was invented in Sumeria and the sundial in Egypt. Can I translate that for you? Hey, that just blew the whole theory of evolution out of the water. And either somebody's being ignorant, I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, they're being ignorant, they don't know the facts, or we're being lied to, or both. Another one, actually a couple of them, amazing ones, have been found in India. And what's interesting is for years and years, local fishermen in that area, for centuries, been saying, hey, a great flood consumed a city in a single day, and it's out there in the ocean, go check it out for yourself, but nobody believed them. Okay, until again, one researcher, a guy named Graham Hancock, he decided to take these guys serious. And so he takes a team out there and he goes to check it out. And what they found was a massive, extensive area, sure enough, of structures that are clearly man-made underneath the ocean there. And he says it's a huge scale. It covers several miles. And he listened to this quote, and they are as spectacular as the ruined cities submerged off of Alexandria in Egypt. Now, again, they got a problem. If these dates hold true, quote, it would totally upset previous archaeological opinion because they don't recognize any culture in India capable of building anything like this during that time. And that prompted one guy to state, quote, there's a huge chronological problem in this discovery. It means that the whole model of origins of civilizations with which archaeologists have been working with, i.e. evolution, will have to be remade from scratch. Folks, it's done. It's over. This is why, Dr. Monteith, they do not want to show this. This is why you're not going to see this on the Discovery Channel, the History Channel, certainly not in the textbooks, because once people aren't dumb. Put two and two together. Wait a second. What did my long time ago, when my grandma drugged me to church services, that sounds like that Noah and the Flood story. Maybe that Bible thing's correct. They don't want you to go there, okay? And again, it was the same researcher who says, I'm telling you, that's why I've been arguing for years. You need to take this world flood story much more seriously. Why? Because that's what they find. That's exactly what they find. Now, one of the ones that we show, the actual video footage, the divers, you can see this is underwater, folks. There's no way this is man-made. And that's one of the discoveries they found off the coast of Japan. And it's Yonaguni. It's a small island southwest of Okinawa is where they made this one. And this is a massive structure. And the locals, again, seem to have knowledge of this. And so they went ahead, and these guys finally went ahead and decided to check it out. And again, we don't show the photographs, but you can see the actual video footage. You can see actual ziggurat, if you're familiar with that, little temples. It's kind of like the early forms of the pyramids before they got nice and the straight sides there. And but they have those kind of temples at the bottom of the ocean. And again, you see the actual footage. We're talking, they're not only huge, but they're sharp, clean edges. This is clearly man-made. This is not, well, the water currents formed that over millions of years. I don't think so. There's archways that they find underneath there, and they find large slabs that are connecting to one another. They find down there, shocker, long streets, grand boulevards. Listen, majestic staircases leading up to there. Magnificent archways. I'm just some direct quote here. Enormous blocks of perfectly cut and fitted stone, all harmoniously welded together in a linear architecture unlike anything they had ever seen before. And they also found what looks like a road that surrounds the main structure. Okay, now listen, and not so surprising why they found a road surrounding the main structure, because the site, listen, is spread over an amazing 311 miles on the ocean floor. And it's the preserved remains of an ancient city. Okay, it's right there. We show you the actual video footage that's on there. And one researcher stated, quote, here are the signs of great civilizations that once prospered and raised magnificent walls, buildings, and monuments. And I love this quote. Perhaps we have acclaimed the Greeks and the Romans too loudly. So obviously, again, agreeing with the biblical account. Okay, and again, listen to this. They said that not a word about this discovery reached the U.S. public, okay, until the magazine Ancient American broke the news last spring. Now, since that scoop, only the CNN network televised a report about Japan's underwater city, but nothing about it has been mentioned in any of the nation's other archaeology publications, not even in any of our daily newspapers. And he says this, one would imagine that such a mind-boggling find would be the most exciting piece of news an archaeologist could hope to possibly learn and to share. And he says this, the pall of silence covering the facts about Okinawa's structures and how they've screened them from view is mind-boggling. He says, why? How can this appalling neglect persist in the face of such a discovery of unparalleled magnitude? Well, it's because, folks, again, it disagrees with their findings, what they want us to believe, the lie of evolution, okay? And it says, listen to this, direct quote, if these prove to be similar, okay, if these prove what we think these are, and with these literally mini pyramids underneath the ocean, they, quote, may rewrite the early history of man, okay? Now, if you do that, that means you're going to have to admit that this whole baloney they've been teaching us and drilling to our heads for many years now, in school and on the media, called evolution, is a lie. And once again, you're going to have to admit that, you know what, that biblical account, it just keeps rising to the surface again. And but that's not all, Dr. Monteith. As you mentioned before with the example of the Great Pyramid, is that pre-flood technology, is that post-flood technology? Either way, the biblical account gives you a sufficient, logical, scientific, satisfying answer. Okay, because even after the post-flood society, Noah and his family, the only survivors of the flood, eight people in all, okay, one thing they carried with them was not only themselves and their provisions and two of every kind, not species, kind of animal, land air-breeding animal, by the way, okay, not every single animal on the planet, the oceans. They need to do that. And we cover that again on the study. But what they carried with them was that knowledge, the knowledge of that society, some of these high-tech technology. And that's exactly what we see as Noah and his family begin to repopulate the Earth. Once again, we see that mankind began to populate the Earth, and they had that knowledge base for quite some time. It isn't until through wars and one of the most egregious periods in Western civilization, the Dark Ages, that pretty much the technology that they carried over from the Flood was gone, wiped out. And it's only been recently, in the last couple centuries, that some of those have been rediscovered. We still don't have the ability to duplicate some of the things that we find that they were able to do, but a lot of what they were able to do has been going on for a long time. We lost it during that period, and only now have we been able to get it back. Now, we see that evidence. One of the things that evolution says, that you know, it's only until recently that man was able to traverse between the continents, you know, to make it over here and share this technology. You know, it was on 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And no, what you find that agrees once again with the post-flood account is these people had the ability to traverse all over the earth. And that's exactly what the Bible says. It says that from Ham, Shem, and Japheth, Noah's three sons, that after the flood, they spread out all, direct quote, all over the earth. And so they had that technology to immediately cut across over into the other continents until, unfortunately, through the Dark Ages and other things, that man lost that technology. Let me give you some of that proof. This is something, again, evolution cannot explain. Roman coins have been found in Venezuela, South America, folks, Maine, and even in Texas. The one in Texas was found at the bottom of an Indian mound. Okay, if we weren't able to traverse until recently over there, over here into the other continents, so what is Roman coins doing found there? In 1957, a boy found a coin in a field in Alabama that was from Syracuse on the island of Sicily, dated back to 490 B.C. What's that doing there? 1882, a miner in British Columbia found 30 Chinese coins 25 feet below surface. You can't say that, well, they accidentally dropped them on the ground. This is 25 feet below the surface, and they were older than 2000 B.C. That's interesting. Not just coins, they find evidence of pottery. Roman pottery has been unearthed in Mexico that, according to its style, is from about the 2nd century A.D. So it sounds like the Romans were able to get all over the planet. Another one they found is called the Kensington Stone, and that was found in Minnesota in 1898. And it describes an expedition of Norsemen into North America. And the problem is they estimate this expedition, according to the stone, took place in the 1300s. Oops. A fist-sized stone was found in a cemetery near Nashville, Tennessee, and on the front of it was inscribed with Libyan symbols that were pre-100 A.D., and on the inscription it says, quote, "the colonists pledged to redeem." What were those folks doing over here at that time? I thought we weren't supposed to be here. In Rio de Janeiro, on a vertical rock wall 3,000 feet up, is this inscription. This is South America, and it says this, Tyre, Phoenicia, Batazir, firstborn of Jezebel, and it's dated about the middle of the 9th century B.C. This is B.C., folks. It says on the carvings there on another rock, men of the Pharaoh of the city of Sais, Ot of Kish. Now, Kish was an ancient Babylonian town in the Euphrates and was the birthplace of this guy named Ot, who was considered to be the greatest Babylonian mariner of the day, guy on a boat. And another one was found in Brazil. It says, we are the sons of Canaan from Sidon, the city of the king. Commerce has cast us on this distant shore, a land of mountains. We sacrificed a youth for the exalted gods and goddesses in the 19th year of Hiram, our mighty king. We embarked from Ezion Geber into the Red Sea and voyaged with 10 ships. We were at sea together for 2 years around the land belonging to Ham, or Africa, but were separated by a storm, and we were no longer with our companions. So we have come here, 12 men and 3 women, on a shore which I, the admiral, control. But that was kind of funny here. Anyway, so, but what you're seeing, folks, is what are these guys doing from Egypt? What are these guys doing over in the Middle East? What are they doing over in Brazil? What are they doing over in South America? That wasn't only until recently. The Spanish came over there and conquistadors and And again, folks, all this agrees with the biblical account, that for a period of time until it got lost after the flood, they still had this technology to traverse around the planet. They also find this in the evidence with pictures. A botanist identified some plants in an ancient fresco, and it's got this pineapple and a specific species of squash. They're both native, though, only to the Americas. The problem is this fresco was found in a Roman city in Pompeii. So how did they know about these species of squash, and they drew them accurately, and pineapple, unless, of course, they were able to traverse over to the Americas? Okay, 1886 in Texas, once again, they found buried in the dirt a typical Roman-style type boat. What's that doing down there? Australia, one of the neat things that they find over there is depictions of Egyptian boats with the Egyptian sun god on them. What are the Egypts doing down in Australia, folks? I thought that wasn't until recently we could make it down there. And again, folks, there's so much more. Artifacts. A doll made of wood and wax was found in Mexico. The problem is on this doll, again, was written a script that was in Roman. In Australia, they found a 2,000-year-old Chinese stone head that depicted a Chinese goddess. What's that doing down in Australia? They find in Australia in 1910, they found that Egyptian scarab beetle 6.5 feet below the surface. It wasn't just that somebody dropped it on the surface. And it had hieroglyphics walking all over it. In the 1920s in Australia, they found a stone Peruvian idol. How did they get something from Peru over there? They find statues buried in the dirt from all over the world in Mexico. And what you find, folks, is, again, agrees with the biblical account. They find their leftover remains that, just like the Bible says, the post-flood society still had this technology to traverse around the planet, and that's exactly what we find. It disagrees with the whole evolutionary study, and once again, it gives credence that there really was a flood, and for a period of time after the flood, mankind still had this technology, but unfortunately lost it, and only recently are we rediscovering it. The Bible explains everything that we find in the dirt.
Well, that is the amazing, amazing thing. We'll be back in just a moment.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too.
Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Dave, make up your own mind.
Well, Pastor, why don't you put out your webpage so people will know how to get in touch with you, and then we'll look forward to having you back again next month as we explore further and tell people where they can actually see the pictures of the underground cities, or the underwater cities, the underwater roads. But right now, let's get your webpage out.
Yeah, our main website is getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com, getalifemedia.com. Or if you're in the Las Vegas area, you can join us for studies personally at sunriselv.com. Sunriselv is in lasvegas.com. Or you can just search for my name on the internet, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N as in Nancy, E, Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
God bless you. We'll talk to you again real soon. Thanks so much.
You bet. God bless you.
Good night, and Chris, that's Pastor Billy. And if you'd like to get the part one of the final countdown, or you'd like to get part two of the final countdown, or certainly the fearful creation, or the certainly we actually have two of his 10 DVD series on the proof of creation. And one of his the final countdown deals with prophecy. Fearful creation certainly deals with the whole idea that certainly God created the heavens and the earth, and certainly there is no question at all that evolution is a lie, and I think you'll find it fascinating. We do carry a 4-tape set we have of Pastor Billy Crone's talks that go right along with the DVDs. So you can order the DVD set, the final countdown, part one, part two, fourth DVD set on the final countdown, part one, or Pastor Billy Crone's book. They're all important. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to be able to defend your faith. You need to be able to actually see the pictures of the underwater cities, the underwater roads, the proof that there was a great civilization before the flood. And of course, this is all being intentionally suppressed from you. The interviews with scientists have come up with wonderful discoveries and have lost their professions because of it. There is an organized effort to conceal the truth from you and people throughout America. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, of course, is radioliberty.com. We hope that you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will give you the background of what's going on. We have two talks. One is called The Dark Secret, and the other is called The Forbidden Secret. The Dark Secret, The Forbidden Secret, they come with syllabuses. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. What is this really all about? Well, we're involved in a spiritual battle. There really are supernatural events that have taken place in the past that are taking place today. UFOs are not imaginary. They're very real. We have 4-tape set on UFOs. We have a 4-CD set by Barry Shamish, The Return of the Giants. Barry, as you know, we have him on as a regular guest, and he talks a great deal about contemporary politics. But at one time, he did a series of interviews on the people in Israel who saw the giants. And he shows you the evidence of this. You'll find the Return of the Giants, a fascinating 4-DVD set. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America and that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains, through the prairies.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of what Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And this is going to be a wonderful program tonight. You've already heard Pastor Billy Crone, certainly one of my favorite guests. And now, of course, we're going to have another one of our favorite guests calling us from Jerusalem, and that's Cheryl Hancock, who is the KFER representative over in the Holy Land, and certainly is helping to keep our listeners abreast of what's really going on over there. Hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Good morning.
And I guess it's Friday morning. It's Good Friday over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Good Friday, and it's the eve of Passover also.
All right. Well, let's bring us up to date on what's happening in Israel. Certainly, you live in Jerusalem. You've been there, what, 12, 15 years now?
Well, going on 13 years in May.
All right. A long time.
All right, fine.
And so we appreciate the fact that you're over there and certainly working with the people and keeping us abreast of what's going on. So let's talk a little bit about, from your point of view, you just go ahead. I don't pay any attention to me. Tell our listeners out all across America what's going on over there with the Jewish people, with the Palestinian people, or with the political situation, the threat of war, because I think, of course, as time goes by, more and more people in Israel realize there is going to be a war with Iran. Whether it's logical, doesn't matter. Everything is being done to bring about this war. The Christians here in America are being encouraged to support this war, and heaven help us, heaven help the people over there. But be that as it may, what's your impression of what's going on?
Yeah, actually, the atmosphere is very heavy right now. Israel just went on high alert just yesterday because two rockets came in from Sinai Peninsula, and they hit in Eilat, which is the southernmost city in Israel. So because of that, Israel went on high alert, so most of the Palestinian areas are on closure and will be for the 7 days of Passover till the end. When I went through the checkpoint yesterday, they actually stopped my car, looked in, talked to me, make sure who I was, that no one else was in the car. So we can feel the tension in the air right now. There have been little attacks across Israel, and I shouldn't say little attacks because they've been horrible. One Jewish man was axed in the old city and managed to get away after being hurt. There's been Molotov cocktails. So there's been like an uprising within the Palestinian faction here in Israel and in the West Bank. So there's been a lot of attacks, a lot of things that are being talked about right now in the peripheral. As a matter of fact, Hezbollah is now helping Syria, and Hezbollah is threatening Israel. That's from the northern border, from Lebanon. Gaza is quiet a little bit right now with the rockets coming into Israel, but they are threatening. That's Hamas. And, of course, Iran is threatening Israel. So it's just all across, all around Israel and in within Israel, there seems to be this uprising. We're seeing sparks right now. We know that it's going to be turning into something soon.
And, Chris, we sit over here comfortably in our homes. Most Christians say, oh, yes, what we need is a good war over there, you know. And of course, we want to protect Israel. We're going to go to war with Iran. My message is, you want to protect Israel. The last thing you want is a war with Iran. I do not believe for 1 minute Iran will attack Israel unless it's attacked. But if it is attacked, of course, there are going to be tens of thousands of missiles raining down on Israel from Iran, from Lebanon, from Egypt, from Gaza, perhaps from Syria. Basically, of course, but we don't understand what's going on in the rest of the world because we don't think it's going to affect us, but it is.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, and we're just talking about the coming war that's going to be taking place against Israel. And if you look at it from a totally logical point of view, I don't believe there's any way logically that certainly Israel can survive attacks coming in from the multiple Muslim nations that are joining together in the Muslim Brotherhood and this coming clash of civilizations. But I do believe that God has a plan for Israel, and this is the only thing that, of course, it allows me any consolation, that I do believe that God will, in one way or another, intervene and protect Israel from a barrage of tens of thousands of rockets. If I hope and pray I'm correct. I'm not a philosopher, I'm not a prophet, but of course I have reason to believe that there are plans that will protect Israel, and even most of the Israeli people don't know about that. Well, anyway, of course, what's happening as far as the Palestinians? I mean, certainly I'm sure many of the Palestinian leaders would like to disrupt Israel, but how does the average Palestinian feel about the Israelis? Because I know you work very closely with the Palestinians as well as with the Israelis. What are the Palestinians feeling about what's happening? Do they want a war?
Well, actually, if you talk to the Palestinians that are just trying to make a living and want their children to grow up, they don't want a war, but they cannot say that in front of the Palestinian Authority or anybody that might be attached to the Palestinian Authority, because they could be in trouble for doing that. I was at a village yesterday, and these people actually helped Israel in certain situations, and so their lives have been threatened by the Palestinian Authority. So the average person doesn't want a war. They want to live in peace like most anyone else in the world. But that's not the what's going on here now, because there's incitement in the mosques. What they're doing is telling the people, especially last Friday, there was actually a global march on Jerusalem. And what they incited the people to do was to take over Jerusalem so that it wouldn't be Jewish, take over from the Judaism of Jerusalem. So they were trying to free Jerusalem. This is how they think in their mind, to free Jerusalem from the Jewish people. So they had people from different countries lining up at the borders, all the borders of Israel, and the Palestinians started uprising, and there were Molotov cocktails, there were tires burning, there were accident, there was all kinds of attacks going on. Israel was just on high alert. People were, one was killed. There were so many people hurt, so many people arrested. So everywhere you looked at, there was this uprising, and the Palestinians are being taught to take over Israel from the Jewish people, because it doesn't belong to the Jewish people, it belongs to them. And as long as they teach their children this land belongs to them, and the Jews are just occupiers that came and they don't belong in this land, there's going to be war in the future. If they taught the kids peace, then there wouldn't be war in the future. But you can tell they are not really a peace partner if they're teaching the children to fight against the so-called occupiers, the Israelis. So it's really an uprising over here, a quiet third intifada. As a matter of fact, Barghouti, who's in prison right now, is calling for all Palestinians to have an intifada against Israel. And so he was put in solitary confinement just last week. So there's the sense of these people are rising up. You can see the attacks. You have to really watch your back as you're driving down the roads like I was yesterday. And I missed a rock attack just recently. It was just amazing what's going on here. There's no peace right now over here. It's rising up, and it's getting pretty scary over here.
Well, is it dangerous for you to go into the Palestinian area as a Palestinian part of the country as an American? Are you going actually into the West Bank area, or are you just going into the parts of Israel where the Palestinians live?
Well, most of the time I go into Muslim villages within Israel proper, but I do go into the West Bank. As a matter of fact, I live right outside of Jerusalem, which is in the West Bank. But I live in a Jewish community, and this is on the road to the Dead Sea, which is kind of no man's land because everyone has to travel this road. But I don't feel uncomfortable where I'm at. Now, when I went to the village yesterday, which was in Israel proper, but it was a Muslim village, there I felt uncomfortable because they do not, first of all, America, they are against America also, not just Israel. So me being an American is a strike against me. Me being a Christian is also a strike against me because in this village is completely Muslim. If anyone converts from Islam and goes to become a Christian, that's worthy of death because you're being a traitor to Islam. And what they've been doing lately in this village is in the middle of the night they will go visit people and they will shoot the men in the legs because they are trying to warn the rest of the people, do not go against us. And even though it's an Israeli village, they kind of rule themselves because they're under Sharia law and they have to listen to their elders in the village. So when I go visit these places and I take them sometimes food and clothing, what they need, because they're so poor over there, they hardly make any money in the jobs that they're doing. They're trying their best, but it's very dangerous for them, for me to even go visit them. So I have to be very wise and cautious when I go into these places. And yes, I can be attacked, and so I have to be cautious and watch around me during these times.
Well, I'm sure that the only reason that you survive is because God looks after you. I guess he can't be foolhardy, but I'm sure that God is certainly protecting you, because you've been over there in 13 years, and certainly you've survived all this period of time. Is there a growing interest in Christianity among the Palestinians? Is there a growing interest in Christianity among some of the Jewish people?
Well, I have to say yes, as a matter of fact, because people are really running out of hope here. They see this war on the horizon. They know that things are not going to get better. What the Palestinians are being taught in the mosque is mainly violence, war, to stand up and try to take the land back. And they know that if they teach their kids this, that this is what they're going to be, is are militants. They're going to be fighting a war. And so people are reaching for hope, and they don't know where else to reach but up. So when I come in, or when people go in to bring them clothes or food, and I do a lot of this because I do reporting, and I want to get the truth, and I want to interview these people to find out what's going on in their opinion, and then they see that I bring in food and clothing, and they know that I'm a Christian, and I talk about the love of God. I do it because the Lord loves all people, and even them. And when they hear about love that they never hear in the mosque, they never hear in the Quran, they want that. They're hungry for that. I was able to hug a lady yesterday and talk to her. We even prayed together. She just wept and wept because she doesn't know love, and she wants love. So, yes, these people are coming to the Lord like crazy. They want a different type of life. And even the Jewish people, I see them reaching up all the time. So, yes, there's a big change over here, and the hopelessness, but hope in the Lord.
And, of course, the thing is that here in America, we have it so good. I mean, we're so comfortable, so well-to-do. We've got 46.5 million Americans living on food stamps, but at least they have food over there, because they don't have a welfare system. And are many of the people hungry? Do they have difficulty getting food over there? Do they have any sort of a welfare system, either through the Palestinian or the Israeli government, to provide for the people?
Well, I know that the Israeli government has something where they help the people, especially Holocaust survivors and different people, for a while. But in the Palestinian areas, they rely on the Red Cross. They rely on friends, family, and the people that I meet a lot don't have anything. They make between $300 and $500 a month in the West Bank. So most of them, or a lot of them, sneak into Israel, and they pay a hefty fine if they get caught. Of course, they're in trouble. But if they pay to come into Israel, sneak into Israel, and then they stay, and they work as much as they can under the table so that they can take that money back to their families. So they're in a very hard situation, because they're doing this and they're risking themselves of going to jail so that they can work for decent wage. There's decent wage in Israel. There's not decent wage in the Palestinian Authority. There are no jobs in the Palestinian Authority, hardly. There's not factories. There's all that money what we send, that other Western countries send, the EU sends over to the Palestinian Authority, does not get into the economy. It doesn't build the economy. They are making people militia to fight, either Hamas or Fatah members, or they work as farmers, but they have to come into Israel to find any work that's substantial. And of course, that's week by week, and they don't know if they're going to be able to get in or get caught. So it's a very hard existence for those people.
Well, now, basically, are the jobs there? Will the Israelis hire the Palestinians? And my understanding is there really is a fair amount of work there available for the Palestinians if they can get in. Is that correct?
Yeah, there is a lot of, there's work here, that's for sure. But the problem is, if an Israeli gets caught hiring a Palestinian, then he is in trouble also and will get fined. So people are reluctant to do it, but they will. They will do it because they know they're cheaper labor, but they know they need to get the work done, and it's work that needs to be done right away. And these people are willing, they're hungry for work. And I just met a group of people that snuck into Israel, and they told me exactly their route and how they had a pilot car looking out for them as they went through, and they're sleeping under trees or in abandoned buildings in Israel just so they can go to work every day. A truck will come by and pick them up and take them all to a construction site or to work in the fields, whatever it is that they can do, and then they go back under their tree or their abandoned building for the night. And then when there's no work, they go back into the West Bank and take the money to their families.
And I think it's very hard for people in America to imagine existence like this, but this is the way the world really runs. In fact, the Palestinians, you can get into Jerusalem, into the Jewish section to get work, are actually the fortunate ones, aren't they?
If the Palestinian people get into the Israel proper, they would rather be under the Israeli authority and live as Israelis because they have benefits. They have insurance. They have jobs. They have a better life. And they'll tell you that as long as no one else is standing around. But within the Palestinian Authority, they have nothing. And their government keeps them that way because this way they can use them in the militia. Why would anybody want to join a militia if they could get a good job? And some of them, yes, will be a doctor in the West Bank, but they don't make much money or work on computers. It's very far and few in between, and usually the people that are in the government, their cousins, their uncles, family members, will get those jobs. It's all in who you know. Otherwise, you become part of the militia over there, and it's not a good job.
All right, fine. Well, if you have a question or comment for Cheryl, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but Cheryl's keeps us abreast of what's going on.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Of course, one of the interesting things Cheryl is saying is that there are Jewish people from all over the world coming back to Israel. Now, from a logical point of view, when a country is facing a very real possibility of a genocidal war, why would people be coming there? Well, I believe it's something God is motivating them. Basically, of course, God is able to give people motivation to do things which are illogical. And if it were me, the last thing I would want to do would be to move myself and my family into harm's way. And yet, this is what they're doing. And have you talked to the people who are coming? Why are they coming? Because it's totally illogical. I know they're coming. I believe this is God's plan. But when you talk to them, the Israelis who are moving from other parts of the world into this area, which potentially could be at war in a very amount of just a few weeks or a few months, what is their explanation for doing something so illogical?
Well, I had actually interviewed some of the people coming in through the airport making immigration and asked them why they are coming. And one lady told me she was coming because she feels, now these are Jewish people, she feels it's the last days and that the Jewish people need to stand with their own people and help them. And another one came from England, and she told me that there are people that are taking over her country. She said it's changing, so it's time for the Jewish people to move to a place where they feel safe as far as being among their own people. And so I asked her what people were taking over. She said the Muslims are taking over and starting Sharia law in different areas, and she feels safer coming over to Israel among her own people. I asked another woman, and she said, I'm coming because I don't know why. So in other words, the Lord has just pulled her. Somehow these people are being pulled to Israel to live among their people. Now what's interesting is that the Muslim people are saying, great, let them all come. Let them all come to Israel, and that way we can wipe them out a lot easier, which is really a shame.
Well, the great tragedy is there's going to be terrible suffering among both the Jews and among the Palestinians. They're all God's children, but certainly there is, I believe, a supernatural plan that is being carried out today. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think that you're seeing God's hand in the unfolding of events over there?
Well, yes, I believe that when you live over here, you're watching prophecy unfolding. You're just watching the Bible come to pass. And we talked about this yesterday with some people. And yes, we're watching what's happening, what the Lord's doing. We see the hand of the Lord, though things are not easy here. We know that there's going to be a war. We know that the Bible talks about all nations will surround Jerusalem. Nations will come against the Jewish people, against Israel, and that's happening across the board. As a matter of fact, what's new in 2012 is that the Muslim population, especially the Palestinian Authority, they're changing the history, and they're taking the history from the Jewish people. I just got an article yesterday, and as we know, it's moving into Passover, and the Jews were saved from slavery from Egypt, but now it's called the Muslim Passover, and Moses was a Muslim who led them out of the Egypt, and they say this is the first Palestinian liberation through the armed struggle. And so what they're doing is they're taking in their books and their lecturers who are university lecturers, they're changing the history, and people are believing it around the world. And so as I see people coming against, or the nations coming against Israel, it's not just in a war situation, it's also in the teachings. It's making people aware that or at least think that the Muslim people were, and the Palestinians were here before the Jewish people. They say their history goes back to 7,000 years ago, And people are buying this. It's being taught in the universities. It's being put in books, in students, in schools all over. It's on the television. They say Jerusalem is theirs. It's just amazing to fight these lies with the truth. We need the truth to go forward.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out across America. If you have a question for Cheryl or Sydney, we're going to be talking to Cheryl on the first, the first Friday of every month is Friday there, Thursday here. But we want to do this on a regular basis to keep you appraised of what's going on, because we're moving into very, very serious and dangerous times over there. And Cheryl is living there, certainly reporting to us on a regular basis. And of course, we hear from her during the course of the month. And we'll tell you in a few minutes how you can get her regular emails. But certainly, Cheryl is a dedicated evangelical Christian. Certainly has a chance to keep us appraised. This really, in many ways, is the very heart of what's going on in the world. We see a lot of things going on here, but certainly, in my estimation, what is unfolding in Palestine, it really is the most important thing in the world.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Dr. Stan. My guest is Cheryl Hancock. The world is on the verge of war. Not here in America. Why? Because we look at it very casually. The people over in Israel, both Palestinian and Israeli, are deeply concerned. They certainly are having missiles coming in on a regular basis there. But the average American has very little idea or concern about the terrible and ominous future that lies ahead. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Cheryl, who's certainly our reporter over there in Jerusalem, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. At this point, I'm going to ask Cheryl to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with her ministry. She needs to be supported. We support her, Barbara and I. We think what she's doing is very important. We know Cheryl personally as she comes and visits us when she gets back to the United States. But anyway, Cheryl, how can people get in touch with you and your ministry?
Well, they can actually email me at reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. That's reportingfromisrael, all one word, @gmail.com.
Okay, fine. And then, of course, you can tell them how to get in touch with your ministry specifically.
Yes, and I can tell them more about what's going on and what I do here and how we help both people. We help people across the board because just like the Lord, He loves all people, and we need to love all people. We need to understand and be wise, but we need to love all people. Yeah.
Well, if you have a question or comment, don't be bashful. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How is the tourist business doing? Is the tourist business holding up fairly well?
Yes, actually, it's been better than it has been since the year 2000 when the Second Intifada started. Ministry of Tourism is working hard in getting tourists over here. They're doing a great job. And, of course, we're in the season of Easter and of Passover. And just on Palm Sunday, there were 15,000 people walking down the street in a procession which commemorated the time when Jesus rode the donkey into Jerusalem. So there's the tourists everywhere. It's very exciting. It's an exciting time. It's very crowded in Jerusalem, but it's very good for both the Palestinian people and the Israeli Arabs and the Jewish people. Everyone's profiting from the tourists, and they're thankful for the tourists coming. So it's a very good time, yes.
And, of course, I remember when I was there how carefully the tourists were guided. Certainly both the Palestinians and the Israelis wanted to make sure that the tourists were as safe as possible because, of course, they depended upon them for a significant part of their incomes. Is that still the case?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, there are more buses, more tourists going into Bethlehem, into Jericho, into the Palestinian areas. They're allowing the Jewish tour guides to go with them instead of trading tour guides. So things are opening up for the tourists to be able to visit all areas. And the people, they say they meet in all the areas, are very sweet to them. And I just hear only good comments here from the tourists. So there is no problem. And I really believe that everyone should come at least once, if you're Christian especially, because it just opens up the Bible to you. It's like they call it the fifth gospel. You have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. But when you come here, that Bible opens up and you understand, oh, that's the Jericho Road. And that's why Jesus taught that. It's just amazing to be here.
Well,
yeah, it's an exciting place to be, especially at Easter.
It really is. Barbara and I have actually had 6 trips. I don't know that we'll ever have an opportunity for another one. But one of the best investments we ever made was our 6 trips to Israel. And all the wonderful memories, of course, we were able to get into Hebron and into so many of the areas that are really closed to the average tourist at the present time. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You got a question, and let's go to Herman, who's calling from Carmel. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, and thank you, Cheryl, for being a guest from so far away. I was blessed to be in Israel twice, and it really had an impact on my spiritual life. And maybe you could address how that happened, because people might think, well, gee, you know, Jesus lived 2,000 years ago, and there's a bunch of buildings and things there, and the people who are there alive today aren't the same people that were around back then, but somehow there's something magical that happened. You've lived there now for 13 years. Can you maybe address that a little bit?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, it's a good point, because when people come here, you can actually go to the places where Jesus walked, especially around the Sea of Galilee. Yes, the land has changed a little bit. The buildings are up, but you can still feel the presence of the Lord here. It's almost like taking his hand and walking through the land yourself. When you're here and you see the places that he taught, you can imagine him on the hill speaking the Beatitudes over the people. You can understand why he was talking the certain things he was telling, the stories. He was always giving a picture, and he would point to the things he was talking about. Being a light on the hill, you can see the lights on the hill around the Sea of Galilee at night, and they shine so bright, just one light. And so you just get a picture of the gospel. But also, you're right, there's something that the people feel. I talked to a lady yesterday for her first time. Her and her husband are here from California, and she said she doesn't want to leave. They've been here over 2 weeks, and she just feels the presence of the Lord. And it's true. There's something that changes how you feel when you're over here, and you'll never forget it. It changes you forever. It happened to me when I came as a tourist in 1996. I never thought I was coming back to Israel, and then in 1999, here I am for almost 13 years. There's something special that happens. Yes.
Well, when I was there, I found that both the Jewish people that I would meet and the Palestinians were very, very friendly, and they were genuine people. And it's just amazing. And you know, of course, I don't speak Hebrew or the Arabic, but it seems like just about everybody speaks some English, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much. And they love it when you try to say thank you in their language, either shukran, which is in Arabic, or todah in Hebrew. But they will speak to you in English. They really love it. When the tourists come, they get in great conversations. You can ask them any questions. Sometimes they invite you to their homes, or they have you sit down in their shop and have tea or coffee with them. It is the most friendly atmosphere, and their hospitality is, I mean, they beat anyone in America, I think, even the South. But they are great for hospitality, and it's just, they're friendly people. They're just friendly people, and they want the people to come. They want to know you, and you bless them, and that's part of their culture. If you're feeling down, I was down one day, and my friends, who are Arabic, said, okay, we will come visit you. And they say, this is the way we make you feel better, by coming over and seeing you. So when you come over as a tourist and you visit the Jewish people or the Arab people in this land, you're actually helping them. And just by your presence of being here.
And really, the Palestinians and the Jews could get along with one another. I mean, they both have a common heritage. But the thing is, of course, that the leaders of the Jews, the leaders of the Palestinians, are certainly doing everything they can to foment disorders and to rally the people behind them. You know, you got the enemy, you got to follow us. It's the old idea. We want the best enemy that money could buy. We want to create the fear so that we can control the people. And this is what they're doing in America. That's what they're doing over there, both the Palestinian leaders and the Israeli leaders. They really don't represent either the Palestinian or the Israeli people. However, they are very, very effective in controlling the situation. Things are being manipulated there. The situation is being manipulated here in the United States. Who is funding this radical Islamic movement throughout the world? Why, of course, we are. Where do you think the money comes from for Al-Qaeda and the Taliban? Well, it comes from the ISI, the Pakistani ISI. Go up in the Internet, check it out. Put down, you know, in your search engine, ISI funds Al-Qaeda or ISI funds Taliban. And then type in the CIA funds ISI, and you'll find out what I'm telling is the truth. This is all a put-on, but it's a preparation for a terrible, terrible war that's coming, unfortunately. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. There's very little new in the world today. You go back and you study the original funding of communism, same thing. The original funding of the Nazi movement, I mean, who was it who actually built all of those Nazi weapons that were used, German weapons, used to kill our boys at Normandy and certainly on the at the Battle of the Bulge. Well, it was American corporations over there, but you're never going to hear about this. However, we have a number of books and certainly even a letter I found among Colonel House's papers back in Georgetown at Yale University. And you need to understand, nothing is as it appears to be. Everything is illusion and delusion. Unfortunately, it's going to be a deadly, deadly illusion because we're moving into World War III, and it's coming very, very soon. How soon? I can't tell you, but I know it's coming. Let's go to Barbara, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295. Hi, Barbara. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, Barbara.
Good. No, I just wanted to pick up on what you were saying about the Palestinian people over there. We've been over there 5 or 6 times, and usually we would have a bus driver who was a Palestinian or Arab and a guide who was Jewish. And but often, most of the time, you know, stay in Arabic or Palestinian hotels over there. And get an opportunity to talk with the people who worked there. And, you know, as you spoke with them and talked with them, they would so many times, you know, say, thank you so much for caring.
Yeah.
And, you know, and not treating them as if they were underlings, if they were, you know, slaves, whatever. But if you actually care about them, and they really do appreciate it.
Yeah, they really do, and this is why I go to all people in Israel. I love going to the villages, sitting down having a meal or coffee with them, and bringing them things. If they're poor, if they're not poor, I'll go into the home and bring flowers, and we'll sit and just talk. And just visiting them shows that you care. And so they appreciate that so much. The people are very sweet. They just have a lot of problems on the surface of what's going on in the land here, and they know that it's going to divide them. So if the tourists, they want the people from the West to come. They want them to understand them. They will give you all kinds of information and tell you what's going on, but they want the care. They want the love, and they want to know people are thinking of them, and they're not just by themselves over here, both on the Jewish side and the Palestinian side.
No, I know. Yeah. It was one young man I spoke to when we were over there, and he, you know, he was working at one of the hotels, and he was there every day almost. And I said to him, don't you ever, you know, Ollie, don't you ever go home, you know? And he said, apparently he worked in Jerusalem, but he lived in Ramallah.
Mm-hmm.
And he couldn't go home. They could only get home maybe once a week, and the rest of the time the hotel would allow them to stay there. And so, you know, we have to understand what these people are going through. And this is all going to affect them as well.
Right. And they all have a hard life over here. They cannot go back to the West Bank because it's too difficult to go back for a day or two and then come back into Israel. It's difficult. The wall, the border, the fence, the Israelis put it up there for security because a lot of people were coming through. Suicide bombers were coming through and blowing up buses quite a bit and restaurants. And so they put up this border to where people could not go through the land and just come into Israel easily. So there's a fence part of it. Sometimes they'll cut the fence and come through. So you've got the radical people that are going to be coming in and attacking Israel, which is still happening. But there's a lot less attacks right now because of the border and the border fence wall, whatever you want to call it. But the people also want to come in to work, so that will keep the people. They have to go through the checkpoint and get permission to come into Israel. Once they get that permission, Barbara, they want to stay as long as they can and work for as much money as they can get before they go back to their home in the West Bank.
Right.
They need the money. Yeah.
Well, God bless you, Cheryl, for what you're doing.
Thank you.
In many ways, I envy you. I hope you make it back to Israel.
I hope we do one of these days, too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. I would like to bring up another topic that I guess
you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, first of all, we just talked about Jerusalem and the border wall or fence. Well, what's going on is Jerusalem is not considered in Israel yet by the American government. In other words, people that are born in Jerusalem, if they're an American and Israeli citizen, if they have dual citizenship, their passport in America will not say that they're born in Jerusalem, Israel. It will only say Jerusalem, which could mean Jerusalem, America, Jerusalem, France, wherever Jerusalem may be at in the world. And so there's a bill going on in the United States, in the government right now. They're trying to pass to say Jerusalem is the capital, or at least that Jerusalem is in Israel. And so if they can get the government to say, okay, Jerusalem is in Israel, well, of course, the next step is the Jewish people want to say it's been our capital for 3,000 years and we want to keep it the capital. But there's controversy over Jerusalem being the capital of the Jewish people because with the division of the land and making a Palestinian state, the Palestinians want Jerusalem for their capital. So there would be two capital Jerusalems in Israel and one in Palestine if that were to come about. So in the meantime, we're having this marathon in Jerusalem, and it's the Jerusalem Marathon. It happens every year, and Adidas is one of the supporters of the marathon, and now there's a boycott across all the Muslim nations against Adidas because they say they're going to try to make Jerusalem the capital, and they're fighting over Jerusalem as the capital. So there's a big fight underneath all the love, the people that want the tourists to come, and all the good things that are going on in the people, but the fight is actually going over what's going to be in Israel, what's going to be in Palestine, when will there be peace talks, when will this come about that there's two states, or will there be?
Well, I fear that we're moving into a difficult time. Somebody had called in and wanted to know if you're better to go to Israel by yourself or go on a tour. What would you tell people? Would you be better just to go and see things on your own or go on an organized tour?
It would be much better to go on an organized tour. I have a couple here that got a hotel in the wrong place, and they paid for 11 days. They stayed two nights. The electricity went out. They left in the middle of the night. So you don't know what you're getting if you come here on your own. You know you're safe when you're with the guides, when you're with an organized tour.
I would agree with that
totally.
And basically, do not try to go over there on your own. You wouldn't know how to go around, get around. They will look after you if you're a tourist, but if you're on your own, you're living in a nation on the verge of a major international and civil war.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we do hope you've enjoyed our conversation with Cheryl Hancock this evening, but this is a very unstable part of the world. Pray for Cheryl, for her provision and for her protection. She's risking her life being over there, but she's over there because she loves the Israeli people, she loves the Palestinian people, and of course she is doing a wonderful job ministering to both groups. And certainly if you're in a position to help support her, why, let me put a suggestion in that you get in touch with her. And if you want more information, you can always contact us. But Barbara and I support Cheryl on a regular basis. We think her ministry is very, very important. Well, this, of course, is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help us, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We have a great new DVD. It's called Aspartame. They're poisoning the American people. Aspartame. It's Betty Martini's talk she gave at the Radio Liberty Conference here, and we certainly recommend that to you. And then, of course, we have Roslyn Peterson's talk on geoengineering she gave at the conference. We've simply recently released my interview with Norman Dodd, the one I did 30 years ago. We finally got it. It was a filmed interview. We finally got it together. And then you're going to have about a 45-minute update on what I've learned in the last 50 years so that you won't have to make all the mistakes I have of believing that communism is the enemy or Nazism is the enemy, or certainly that this group or that group is the enemy. It's all the CFRs, all the Trilateral Commission. We try to put things together so that you can see things clearly. Right now, we look through a glass darkly, but hopefully you'll be able to see things clearly after you hear my dissertation in The Dangerous Deception. The Dangerous Deception Notes. That's three DVDs that we have. One, of course, is Aspartame, one is geoengineering, the third one is The Dangerous Deception. So the information is there. You need to get it. We certainly very soon we'll have one on the Occupy Wall Street. We've actually got the CDs all together, and hopefully they'll be available very, very soon. But get this information. You're welcome to copy anything we have and get it out across America. As long as you're not making a profit on it, we want people to understand what's happening. We want you to, of course, read our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and listen to our talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. These are two excellent talks, and they come with syllabuses that will help you to understand the big picture. And this is far larger than really a war, the coming war that you're going to see over in the Near East, because this is a totally engineered war. I mean, basically, we've been doing everything we can to build up the Muslim world, to unite the Muslim Brotherhood. The intelligence agencies created the Muslim Brotherhood back in 1928. We've turned nuclear weapons over to Pakistan, and I fear this next war will be a nuclear war. There'll be a nuclear component to it. We're just going to have to wait and see how this unfolds. But we're entering into the most difficult and dangerous time of your life. We tell you, of course, to make your preparations, but that's not going to protect us. The most important thing that you can do is going to be to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And if you don't have it, if you do not have not accepted Him as Lord, and you have any questions, you're certainly welcome to call me. We suggest that you get hold of some of Billy Crone's, Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs, because he ends every one with a personal invitation to give your life to our Lord. And if you haven't done it, this is the time to do it. Our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our permission, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.